you remind me, we have it to return them. We were learning yesterday the sugya on Avkuf Yudalit, and I have just a number of ha'oris which we neglected to mention yesterday. We saw the Rosh quote from Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that the reason we're worried about kapha and the sakana issue with respect to tibul of mora, which is the same mitzvah, more than we're worried about the other tibulim which take place during the year. We were learning yesterday the sugya on Avkuf Yudalit, and I have just a number of ha'oris which we neglected to mention yesterday. We saw the Rosh quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that the reason we're worried about kapha and the sakana issue with respect to tibul of mora, which is the shei mitzvah, more than we're worried about the other tibulim which take place during the year, it's precisely because it is a mitzvah. So everyone asks the question, a mitzvah, a keret, a mitzvah, shluch a mitzvah, and nizokin, what's a mitzvah? There's a whole literature about it, and if you look in the Sefer Seder Aruch, he quotes a number of the answers you're given. I want to speak about one of them, which is the Mikroi Kodesh. A very interesting idea he has. Suggests the possibility that, on the contrary, if a person is potter because of on the mitzvah, because of sakana, then it's called a lav bar chiyuva. What does lav bar chiyuva mean? He's not chayev. Someone who's not chayev and performs a mitzvah is not really yotzei, not gemina. If he becomes a bar chiyuva later, he has to do the mitzvah all over again. For example, it says in the Gemara, quoted in the Halacha, someone has a temporary insanity. The newest defense that is used nowadays. Temporary insanity. That's a bluff. But if it's a real temporary insanity, a man is a psychotic. It's a really psychiatric case. And sometimes he's normal and sometimes he's completely, completely out of his mind. And he eats matzah when he's out of his mind, and now he becomes normal 2 hours later. So the din is he's required to eat matzah all over again, because when he ate matzah the first time, he was not a bar chiyuva. Here too, the suggestion is made that a person who eats morer in a situation which involves sakana, then it's not considered a kima mitzvah. Boop. It's not a kima mitzvah. Because if you're in sakana, not only did you make a mistake, because it's not one of the big three, you're not supposed to endanger your life, but besides the fact that you shouldn't have endangered a life, more than that, even if no one died and no one's life was really lost, Abba became, it's not even considered a mitzvah. It's an avera, you endangered your life and you don't even have a mitzvah. And the present is a avera shigamar mesechli yavamis. Somebody did a bris mila on Shabbos in a circumstance where there was danger. So we learn that not only is the person doing something which is very bad, taking a chance on the human life, which you're not supposed to do, even if on a Tuesday, you're never supposed to take a chance with human life. But more than that, he says, it's not considered a milah b'zmana. It's not docha Shabbos. What does that mean? That is an inyan of a mitzvah which a person was not supposed to do because of sakana, and he went and he did it. Not a mitzvah. There's a brisk about this, which is quoted over here in the footnote 4. So look from the Kroy Kodesh on Tainus. Does that exist, Tasefa? Man, does that exist? Huh?
For it.
No, I don't think this ever exists. I'm just saying something. I don't think I never heard of it. It's a forthcoming issue. Because this is the first one to come out. This one on not one. This wasn't the first one. Sorry. This is came out. Tavshin Lamed Vav Lamed Ches. I don't think anyone. I never saw it. I don't know. In any event, if there was a person who was in danger and the doctor told him, you're not permitted to fast, and he fasts anyway, maybe he shouldn't, his fasting is no fasting. He can't count to a minion for Vayachal. I have a child. Different story. I had this child, of course, in my community. People with elderly years who refused to eat on Yom Kippur. Apps, Rabbi, you're telling me to eat on Yom Kippur? They laugh at me. You're telling me I should eat on Yom Kippur? Who are you? I'm twice your age. I never ate on Yom Kippur in my life. I'm not about to start now. There was once a case where I stopped the davening. Look, if you don't eat, I'm not letting the davening continue. Blackmailed him. I said, if you don't eat, I'm just stopping to tell the chaz to stop. Finish. He had no choice but to eat. He was suffering a stroke. Marsh on Yom Kippur. Right in shul. The doctor said he has symptoms of stroke right now. He doesn't need his mamish to kill him. So I told him he must eat. Another case, the fellow didn't daven in my shul, daven in a different shul. He said, you must eat. After Yom Kippur, the next day, I said, no. He laughed, he had that wry smile, and said, Rabbi, come on. I listen to you. Anyway, danger. People put their lives in danger. So not only is it dangerous, it's sinful, but it's not even a mitzvah. So the brisk would have an expression in Yiddish: "Kein fasten is nicht kein fasten." Your fast is no fast, because even if you did fast, since the halacha was you're not supposed to fast because of danger, so even if you did fast, it's nothing. So here too, if there's a question of sakana because of the kappa, then if you eat the mara without dipping into the charoset, and you've undergone a situation of sakana, then maybe there's no mitzvah whatsoever. That's why. So he writes here, Ha'ara, from one of the members of the family here. Well, you know, it's different. You can't take that a bar chiyuva. He has the option of dipping in charoset. You know, he himself may not live in Charos, but he personally has a way in which he can do without sakana. So he is a bachiyu, as opposed to the case of Mila, there was no way to do it without a sakana. That's number one. 1 second. Number two, I think it's the main, the last time was the most important. The whole shtickle Torah doesn't appeal to me for this reason. Come on. There's no chashkam of sakana. All year long, he's more without any Charos. And even in Pesach, that is not really... If you have no charoses, it's not ma'ake, push up shot. Obviously, it's not really sakana. So what do you say? Maybe we should say, af al pisha zech hashash rochok shel sakana, shen chayovim lachashosh, mikol makom in kpeda, ikpidu yosef, achilas mitzvah, mishim zech shezeh pogea ve'etzem kiyem ha-mitzvah. Maybe it's going to take away the mitzvah itself. But I don't understand why. He just got through saying, it's just a remote chashash, we don't have to worry about it. And in the footnote, a very important footnote 6, he says as follows, that if there's no sakon at all, it's a remote chance, we apply the Gemara principle of Ksubas of Lamatet, with the last year we looked at this Mashiach. What does that mean? Shomer Psoim Hashem. If there's a small little chance of danger of a complicated case by Moch, so we say on the contrary, there's nothing to worry about. And there'd be a chayiv. The woman is mechuyevus for pashtas to be mishamish without the moch according to one opinion, and no one. I said the doctor said I may die. Yeah, you may die by crossing the street. Also, there's a 0.001% chance. Remember this kappa story. How dangerous was this? So that's one in a million. So therefore, the whole shtickle Torah doesn't seem to be so oiskal because it's such a small level of sakana. So we say shalom tzom Hashem. That I think the person really is chayiv in the mitzvah. It's not considered a real sakana. It's too remote. Right? You want to say that they wanted to take away even the most remote sakana because doing a mitzvah. You want to kill yourself. It's your business. But don't kill yourself over a mitzvah. Okay, I hear it. But not to say it's not a bar chiyuv. Getcha. That's your specialty. All right? You're the mother man. Oh, you want to know how exactly? Yeah. Well, that we'll discuss a little bit later. We learned the sugya on our kuf test zayin. Where's it going? Kuf test zayin. We get the discussion of why do we do the tefillah b'charoset machlokas Rabbi Lazar ben Tzadok and Tana Kamra, and that's where I wanted to discuss the question of exactly how we do it. All right, so your question is a very good question, but if you don't mind, I'm going to postpone it until Kul Tzad Zayin Amar Aleph. All right, you make a note. All right, so we should discuss that when we get there. Yes, David.
One question was, why do you say Sakana?
You
should say Shomer
Tzadon
Hashem. So the answer is,
if
there's a Sakana,
you can't
say it's a
mitzvah,
you can't say Shomer
Tzadon
Hashem.
No, I don't understand what his answer is.
No, but isn't it circular?
I don't see it.
Why
is there
Sakana that
you
should say Shomer
Tzadon
Hashem? Well, you can't say
Shomer Tzadon
Hashem because it's
Sakana. I don't even get to a circle. Okay. Rabbosai, we learned the sugya yesterday of Hekel Tinokos. What exactly is the Hekel Tinokos? So Rashi says, the Tibur, Rashi and the Mishnah, Kuf Yudal Amin Aleph, the Tibur Rishin, Veshiyakir Tinok V'Yishal, V'Sha'ein V'Gilim B'nei Odom La'echol Yerek Kodom Suda. What exactly is the Heker? The fact that you're eating a vegetable so early on, before the Suda, that itself is considered to be in the category of a Heker. That's a Heker. So the Rashbam, well, hold on, that's what Rashi said. Well, the Chazal say to do it, so it's a mitzvah, but it's not an intrinsic mitzvah like matzah, morah, korban pesach. It's a mitzvah to make a heker, but it's not as if we'll see that in our days. It's not considered to be an independent mitzvah. The word mitzvah may be an over phraseology of it. So the more it's a kashan of days. You wouldn't call it a mitzvah if it's only Hekel Tinokos. Yes?
So this
practice
seems like it's like
whenever
you do it,
both
of the other
house,
some
houses they
never serve vegetables.
Right.
But when you serve it, during the meal, before the meal, what's the difference? Is there an obligation to do it before the meal?
Yes, because once the Chazal require a particular kind of a heker, you have to do it their way, and not your own way. Make a heker, I'll juggle some balloons, so that you can't make your own heker. The heker is what Chazal wanted you to do. I'll put up a sign. What is today? Well, today is Passover, or ask me a question, or someone, I think I'm just, you can't do that, you have to do the Chazal Heker. Yeah? Okay. Now, the Ran speaks about this, Rebosa. Yeah. The Ran Heviu, the first Heviu on page 48, we looked at it yesterday. Heviu lefana metano lechazeres v'hamastisim v'adulef le'sharyaki. The is le'sharyaki metano k'de'isa b'gemara. Upirish Rashi, this is what we saw yesterday, not the Rashi, it's the Rashbam. Footnote 7 to Rabbeinu David, he makes this comment, that it's not, it's a typo. Probably should be Pirish Rashbam. The my metabol metapel. Lonich was a fushi metabol mamas, I read down of you the fun of Chazit Charoses. The boss of Katanilo. Right, doesn't mention the word Charoses until when? Until later on. So later on in the Mishnah. Hold on. Oh. So the Ran said it's not the Bikasha, because they only mention a Havo, which is what we call a Chal Hashem Havo, I brought it up to you yesterday, it's an official Havo, which is done for a reason, before they even eat it, that's what's mentioned, but not Stam and you bring it in order to eat it, it's like the belt that holds up your pants to give you a muscle, that they don't have to mention, it's not a karate belt, Stam, yeah. Now, but the big question is the following. The Rashi has one more kashrut we did not discuss yesterday. I just sort of glossed it over. Right over here, Valesa, to be Gemara Mashma Davdina Tre Tibule Ki Hechi the Levi Akeo Latinokos. You need two Tibule. According to what Rashi's quoted as saying, is there is no two Tibule, there's only one Tibule. Because the first metabolism means to dip, it means to eat. Brahmina Nami Kuftazva, not the Yadav Tibule region, Sarah Tibule Yadav Tibule Shani.
So how will the Rashbam or Rashi even answer these questions? We didn't discuss this yesterday. So the second question, I think, is not so bad. Just telling you a fact. Not the other, but the Rishon, doesn't say how to do it. Doesn't say how to open a table the first day. He did a table. Even like the Chiddush, he did a table. There's a long period of time between the carpet and the multi matzah. They have to have a rachta. They have to wash the second time. That's such a big kasha. But the first kasha, the Rashbam took care of the kasha. It says trei tibule for the hakel that you know. You need trei tibule. How do you know? So the Rashbam said it's not true. The Rashbam and Rashi both said on the Mishnah. And what is the heker? The heker is what? The very fact they have a tibble before the meal, because people don't usually do that. How does the Ran know that in fact the tibble is, the fact that there's a double tibble, that's the heker? How does the Ran doesn't prove it? Rabbeinu David proves it. So if you have the Ran kasha, he claims that you need two tibbles to make a heker, so you can bang the table and say it's not true. The tibble is only the first. The heker is the first tibble. Yeah, I said it wrong before. Supposedly he said you need two tibbles to make a heker, so you can bang the table and say it's not so. All I need for the heker is a tibble, one tibble before the meal. That's all. That's unusual. Rabbeinu David brings an offer in the Mishnah which indicates that in fact you need a double tibble to make the heker. What's the Mishnah? It's the Mishnah you all know by heart. You better know by heart if you were saying it since you're 5 years old. What is the Mishnah? What is it saying in the Mishnah there? Marishtah. Right. Shabbachol Halelos. And where is it? Not here. I don't see it. Oh boy. It's not in the Mishnah. Wait a minute. 1 minute. It's not here. Where is it? Kuf Tetzayim Adal. Oh, here it is. It's a bracket. Shevachol Halelos Ein Anu Chayav on the Tavel. Always say Matvilin Afilu Pamechos Halayla Hazeh Shtei Pamim. What's the niggin? Alright? Right? So you see the Farish and Mishnah, you need Shtei Pamim. Presumably the heker was Shtei Pamim. Pashim. Not Pashim Shah. Parshat Pshat. Parshat Ben Adam and Dryer. So you see Klor, the Rashbam is wrong, the Rashi is wrong. You can't say just the first Tibble alone is a heker. You see Klor over here, from the Mishnah, Kuf Tezayim, from the Manishtana. So you need two Tibbulis to make the heker. That's a kasha. That's the Ran Stam is the kasha. You need two Tibbulis. They didn't prove it. But the Rabbi Ben Adam seems to have proved it quite conclusively. Okay. Says Rabbeinu David like this. Mm-hmm. 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Can I quote the Mishnah? What it was, the Mishnah. Of course, right now I'm looking for it. I don't see it. Somewhere I'm pretty sure I've been another close to Mishnah. And I've Kuf Tezayin. As a proof to this oath. Anyway, I'll try to find it a little bit later on. So Rabbeinu David said as follows. The heker, in fact, is two tibulim. And that's exactly why they introduced the first tibble, what we call karpas, in order to, 1 + 1 = 2. You can't have two without one. If you don't have the first one before she's done the karpas, not which she's done before the Haggadah, then there's no second one, which is mandatory by Midaraiso, or Mikra within Midarabanan, won't be number two, it'll be only number one. And it's very, very important. Not only is it important to do it, but what's also important is the very havo'o. You actually have to bring it and bring it early. Why must you bring it and bring it early? Because you want that the child should ask immediately. I'll read you the Rabbi Medavid over here on Tiva Maskehe View. He says as follows. He says, Kedai she attack Yatkinu Lufana Vatibul Hasheni, Veshiyaker Tinot Vyisha, Vikaye Mitzvah Zasifra Shela Sabonin. Mitzvah Ketorah. You want this question to come earlier, not later. You only ask it later on. The Maral sheet will see. The other wrote him. Sheyishal Akshav Shiratainal Estabra Vitzias Mitzrayim. You want it, should ask it right away. And then he goes on, a beautiful pshat. Valzen equitu, the Rabbeinu David says. Bimata lefnei kol echad umara lefnei kol echad. That's the sugi we saw yesterday, a little bit, the kitzer. On the ku, tef, vav, amud bey, is that where it is? Where's the gemara? Here it is. A little half, more than halfway down. Kuf tes vavam bay. Omer Rashi Barashi, we read it yesterday. Masaf nekol lechav viachad, malaf nekol lechav viachad, vachavos nekol lechav viachad. Vein okun efa shulchan olaf nemi shomar ha-goda. Rav Huna omer kulu nami lef nemi shomar ha-goda. Vilchusik Rav Huna. What are they fighting about? What are they fighting about over here? Sefer Ben David. Is a halacha called havah, a veil in front of us, a din. Not just a fact, you know, I need to keep my pants up to give me a belt. This is a black belt. There's a special halacha over here, the havah. You have to bring something even before you need it. But this havah should arouse the curiosity of the children. But now there's a question, how many havahs do you need? Havah, mat, and mur in front of every single member around the table. Or a havah in front of the Bala Seder himself, the Omer HaGadah is good enough. That's what we pass on the halacha. We see clear from all sugars of Rabbeinu David that the havah is a din. It's a din. Right, exactly. So that's exactly the verse. You have to bring, first make a tibul, then you bring the three Rabbeinu David a second chazeres and charos. Start after the table is open. The kids, he said, what are you doing, Daddy? He just got through with this stuff. He just did a table. What are you doing, another table? And what does he ask us? As soon as he sees that extra second half off, he won't go through all one half off once. Ah, yes, a little lettuce now, a little lettuce later. So he sees it first, you bring it first. And then you bring another one, he'll be aroused, his curiosity will be aroused. That's what the...
One
second, please. Yeah, that's what the... here it is. The one I couldn't find. That kasha I kept looking for at the Rashbam. It's the very end. Rabbeinu Shmuel says that the shela tinnig is betibul rishon she ain't derech lecho yirochas b'kona masuda. Wrong. That it shouldn't have said alayla that stay from him. He quotes the Mishnah right over here. It's the very end. He quotes the Mishnah. I'm sorry, I couldn't find it before. No wonder it wasn't there before. Here it is. And he does it quotes over here. Very important. In footnote 42, the Marami Prak. Marami Prak says in Terek Nun, in Gurus Hashem, an amazing idea. They have to first ask the Manashtana on the table later on. And then when it comes time to dip the Mara, that's wild. That's a wild. He has kashas against it. The Brichodesh has the kash against them. Many good kashas. But Rabbi Nadav is the same idea, except instead of waiting for the actual dipping to ask the question, we engineer a second havah, which is supposed to prompt the question. Yes, sir. Right, that's the second table itself, correct. It's too late. You want the first table and the plus the havah of the second table, that constitutes the hekker. I just wanted to point it out. I forgot to discuss this yesterday. What do you mean by that?
Normally they don't have. That's the one that's
That's Rashba. Don't we have a wise in the Mishnah? How about talking out of that one? That's what he's that's right. Don's probably right. How the Rashba answer in the Dovah's Kash? How about this paper? Amen. That says no. It doesn't mean, we'll see a similar shot later from Chazanish. It doesn't mean stay from the doctor. It means usually only have one pound, which is during the meal. That's normal. Now we added a second additional and earlier, so it's the second earlier one which is really the hecker. We use the expression stay from him. That means you need a combination of both to be the hecker. The hecker is really the first one only. But it says stay from him because the first one is the unusual one. That's what you're suggesting. No, I don't think so. No, but according to the Rabbi Nadavid, I'm not sure about the Rabbi himself, but the Rabbi Nadavid anyway, you need the second table to be part of the heck. Except instead of having the second table, literally, as Marami Prak said, enough to have the Havo, which signals the up-and-coming second table an hour later, whatever it may be. But according to the Rashbam, no, the heck is only the first table. So why say Shtei Pum? That was the Kasher Rabbi Nadavid. So who answered? Avi answered that, no, the Pshat is that Shtei Pum, and one of them is unusual. One is Taka very usual. One of them is unusual. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. You went this one. I can't keep track. Forgive me. Yeah. Home of Dalai B'Shem Omro. Baby Gulolam. Home of Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. This is Chodesh Adar. Mav Mishimcha. Mav Mishimcha. What kind of good is that? Simcha, yeah. Yeah? I don't think so. The Gemara, that's the Gemara. I've talked about that later on.
That doesn't
make
sense.
No. Right. Rashi doesn't say that. They never dip and they never eat ruffles before the meal. Because they always dip. They always dip. We'll assume they always dip during the meal. You know what? Look at the Rashbam. Look at the Ah. What was the Rashbam Gersa in the Mishnah? Nothing to do with that. We have a Gersa. Shevachol ha'elot eino anu matvilim afilu pa'am achas. You know what the Rashbam's Gersa was? Shevachol ha'elot anu matvilim pa'am achas. Look at the Dibra Matzu. Matvilim pa'am achas. How else can you explain it? People love the fairies like me. People, you're wrong. The Pesach HaSulit. Noam is right. You see Noam is right. He didn't know how right he was. Because the Rashbam and Kufta Zion has things of a gear, so that means I see, just looking at him, that the Chol is on who might be in Pah Mechaz. Halai Lazer, stay from him. Ah, the Rabbi Noam is right. Oh, see, Gevaldik. Mamash Gevaldik. It all fits in, Fakert. Oh, Merit. Yes, for sure. No, I think Mamash works out Gevaldik now. Let's see, I had a different gear, so. Check it out again, look at the other gear, so. See what. Yeah?
You said before that we passed them like a thing that the one set of Seder has all the items of trust. Today, don't we all say the Seder and only like one person has it, so we're not passing it?
No, it's still a one person to trust.
Never said that.
Doesn't matter.
So who decides
when you continue? Oh my God, you know, it has to be one boss, you know, that's anarchy.
Who decides when you keep going?
Has to be someone in charge.
I think some people, they give out the
okay, you want to be mechabed to the balance. If I, for example, if I have company, so if I have, let's say, some relatives or some balabatim from the name, I want to be mechabed the balabas. I give him three matzahs. Look, after all, we have to use so much matzah on our table, even with the smaller shrimp, so much matzah. But, you know, you can't do it with three matzahs anymore. They just the mother, so instead of having to bring it from there from left field, we put it down in front of everybody. Why not make it feel good? Why not? And make it on the yachat, make it on the apartment, steal more, cop more, grab more. So,
how would the child have to be to ask me my son? I understand the distinction between one dipping and two dipping, or call from a year, that they have to be some age, they may remember the last two did twice.
I gotta tell you that Minig Yisrael, that as soon as the kid can say ma, he's already saying ma nishtana. I mean, that's considered to show how smart the kid is. We Jews don't have to show off our children. You know, we're very humble and modest about the accomplishments of our children. You know that, and your mother would never, you know. But taste of night, you know, we try to show ma. That's the way it is. We try to whatever we have to keep the kids awake. Give them candy, you know. Okay. Fine. Now, also, we spoke yesterday about the need of parperes apas. The Rashi says it means moror, and at the Ran says it means matzah. But Rabbi Nadavid has a little extra, which we didn't see yesterday. I think Rabbi Nadavid always has what we have, and he has the Ran, but he has more. He quotes the Ramban. This is basically the same as the Ran. The Ran's quoted from the Ramban. But the word parperes means what? The matzah. Ela apas abor bekistin hu bechlal parperes. She parperes hu klal achol advarim she eina nikar pas. Yon mine peres hu mine lapdi asuya mine isa. The word parperes can mean, in fact, fruits. It could also mean crackers. Kim kain ye pirish parperes apas amur kan kinu le matzo, says the Ran in the name of the Ramban. And Rabbi Nadavid says exactly the same thing. But Rabbi Nadavid adds more. The Ran never said anything about pasta bo bekistin. He just said it's a rokik, a little cracker. And he goes long. He says, she asuya ka pasta bo bekistin, she ela she pas gomo. Uleficha kroua parperes apas, lama parperes shu pas. U pasta bo bekistin, koro parperes tam. So it's called parperes apas, which means parperes shu pas. It's asuya ki pasta bo bekistin, ela shu pas gomo. What in the world does that mean? So the Rabbi Nadav doesn't understand it. Ain't she the zoo only offer? Ki matam likros ha matzah par peretz alo tzorach shi yed pas gomam she mevorachan alav ha motzi velechol matzah. Im if they she noagim all the matzahs are rakikin, small little crackers thin, ain't we all the cross of our peretz when they come? Begam she nikol amin exesh, yechol ha olas also glusko vavad shi azlo yasena ashisha. You can make the matzah a little bit thicker. And I was thinking, Rabbi Osai, but this might be the source of the minhag of the Sfardim. Oh, Sfardim, to my knowledge, I have to look it up and see where the source is. I don't know where you have your place. You can help find out for me. But Vajra, who? No, different verse. But the Sfardim make on matzah all year long with zonas. Is that a fact? I'd like to see that in print. I'm not sure where to find it. Kafa Chaim, I have to look up Chazon Avadji. I have to look under the sources. I thought the Mokka was over here. Because the Ran said it's a rocky. And if Rabbi Nadav talks about the expression pasta above a kistin. So maybe it's because pasta above a kistin, so they talk and make of his own, so you look. Except for Pesach, when Pesach, the kviyas, the yontif, whatever, the fact you can't eat any other bread at all, besides the matzah, makes the matzah be considered a pas gomur. That's what I thought. And Pesach disagrees. The Minig Asher has to make a matzah mamotzi all year long. Why? How did Tosfos shat parperes? No? Tomorrow. But they don't go for this whole fancy shot that parperes is rocking. They all that a matzah is mamisha is a hamotzi. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, he holds like the Sfarish and Minig. Of course, the Mechaber was found in Ilchus Pasa Bava Kisne, and it's mashma a little bit that way. That's for sure. But you're there looking in the newspapers. No such thing as Mazonos rules. Hope not. Here it is, the Mechaber. The Yesh Mefarshim Kuf Samaches of Zion. Shupas Bein Metubela Bein Shem Metubela Shosim Osim Ka'ovim Yuvashim V'Kosim Osim Bein Nekron Biscuit, something like that. It's a thin cracker. That's what we call matzah. Pashtus is matzah. Pashtus. Dry. Matzah is dry, alright. Right? Dry. With only with water, for my own levat, that's matzah. right? And they can break. That's chmatz. You're not considered eating it, you're considered chewing it. And that's what's considered, not considered complete pot. That's the mechab. So that's what that mechab has been expired, and that's Rabbeinu David in Iran. Doesn't do it, not right. Anyway, this is a possibility. That's what a mechab can mean it comes from. I can't be sure. Maybe. The Ran does not say what Rabbeinu David says. And I don't understand the Rabbeinu David's kasha, frankly. Rabbeinu David says that the reason why he doesn't like the pshat is because you need for matzah a path that you convey, a path that requires a motzi. That's Rabbeinu David's kasha. Again, he says, it's not enough to have the bar in the mazonas. Laniyah side is no kasha at all. Because if you convey a suda on a pasta of kisses, such as matzah, even if it would ordinarily be a mezonos, it becomes a what? It becomes a motzi kayadua. It becomes a motzi. If it becomes a motzi, so then there's no problem. You don't have to have it. I'm not mistaken, the Minchas Chinuch says this. You could be yotzer the minute the mitzvah of matzah, Pesach night, with a bar in a mezonos. As long as it's considered lechem, let's say it's lechem, lechem only, has to be something which could conceivably be amotzi to convey a suit on him. Then maybe you'll be yotz to the mitzvah even if you will not convey a suit on him. Even if you always know that the suit is conveyed automatically, we'll get to that, we already mentioned it once before. But I'm not sure what Rabbeinu David's kasha is. Naniach matzah is a the pace of night, either you'll say that the mitzvah is conveyed to be amotzi, or even if not, so what? The fact that it could be nikpa. Some oats is enough to be considered lechem, otherwise it can never be nikvah in the first place. Yes, sure.
You can't
do
the passage,
and it doesn't like
the
suit, so it's
not
on the
whole.
The suit is only on the bread
eating, it doesn't combine
with
anything else.
So?
Therefore, no one eats the full meal if it's plain matzo.
It doesn't matter.
What?
If somebody is hungry, and only has a box of matzo, nothing else.
You never eat breakfast,
what do you eat for breakfast? No, but I'm saying, you're not eating the whole suit. It doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference, but as long as one could be conveyor, I don't think so. Yes, ma'am.
Anything
that can't come back about something about the idea of the past about the idea of 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 the idea. Yes. Let's go kuf your dollar number base. Kuf your dollar number base. We left off yesterday toward the bottom of the page, and we read through the Gemara, but we did this tosis on Echad Zechel of Pesach. We went through quickly. A year like this, according to one day in tosis, there's no need to have. By the way, what are our Shnei Tav Shilin? What do we use? Shank bone and the egg. Excellent. The Zeroa and the Beitza. The Zeroa is the Zeichel of Korban Pesach. And the egg is traditionally used as a Zeichel of Korban what? Hagiga. So this year, says no egg. Why no egg? Because the Korban Hagiga of Yudalit is not Docha Shabbos. And this year, Yudalit is on Shabbos, so you can't have an egg. So no egg. Shank. Says the Rosh, radical suggestions. Please turn to the Rosh. This is really radical. Unbelievable, I would say, almost. Page 266, top of the page. Fifth line. Barav Rav Yaakov mi Ol Eins. Barav Rav Yehuda mi Kruvil. Zal. Are you omrim the Sarah Shnei Tav Shilin? For an amazing reason. I would have said, like Tarek said, you need Shnei Tav Shilin? Lo plug. You're going to make fine difference in looking at a chiyuv with Makos Kotchim. No, give a different reason. The Shechal Arba also the Yosef Shabbos. Mevien Achagiga me Erev Shabbat Pilei Ploim Chagigas Yud Gimel Ve'era Nifselas Belina B'Motzi Shabbos. The whole part of the Chagiga to fill yourself up. The Pesach HaLasova. How can you eat this in Motzi Shabbos? What's the Korban Chagiga? Nechal Awad L'Shnei Yomim V'Wad V'Lailech. And that ends on Shabbos at Shkia. How can you eat that during the Seder Motzi Shabbos? What's going on? No promises there, says he's too gedolim. Why? Da'aridon uki leilos v'adei yomim v'avalei shnei leilos v'yomechad nega shnei yomim v'lailecha. We'll make a switch with the Torah. God will make you a deal. Instead of having 2 days and one night to eat it, we want 2 nights in 1 day. Like in a hotel, you imagine 2 5 days, 5 days, 4 nights. What kind of deal is this? Who ever heard of a crazy deal? The Gemara. Off of the Gemara, where? Ula kamon daf kuf kof from the Beis Amina kabe pisro. Sal ketayta chamina. Nuke leilos v'bahad yamin. Ilav miyuta. Keep your hands here, the Russian. Turn the Gemara. Kuf kof from the Beis. What is he saying here? What does the Gemara say? He says, the Machlokas HaTanoim, famous Machlokas. Let's see it now, I'll see it now, because nothing like the present. The Gemara says, Alam Echatzos Havalei Nosar, by the 12th line on Kufkaf Medeis. Man Tanam Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, the famous Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, everyone knows about Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. The Tanya, V'ochu Es HaBosar B'Laila HaZer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Omer, which means until when? Until presumably until dawn. In K, obviously, no. You should eat the next night. Why? V'hei nechol d'shnei leilos v'yom echad kosev rachmona hazeh. How do you like that? So there exists a Chahav Amina that you would be able to eat a Korban Pesach a night, a day, and another night. Unbelievable. And why is it not true, in fact? A Pasuk hazeh. Says to read Mikrevil, by Chagiga there's no such Pasuk. There's no meat. So you can eat the make a Chagiga's Yud Gimel, believe it or not, Friday, Erev Pesach. You'll eat it Friday night, Shabbos day, and Shabbos night. What's a Shabbos? Unreal. Again, Ula kamad at Kuchav Medeis, Amina, Zagavi Pisma, Saga, Amina. Nukilelas, Tzvahat, Yomim, Ilav, Yuta, Yuta, Yolim, Tzvah, Yuta, Mikrevil. An unbelievable din. They gave a new din out of nowhere. Chagigas, Yud Gimel. And therefore, you have to have an egg, even a year like this. Says the Rosh, it's off the wall. The law in the hero. The hard is Saga Dayat, that's the Rosh, Saga Chamina. The Pesach Nuki Lerat Zavad Yamin, why? Mishum De Eino Nechal B'Yomai Kravosa, the Chesiv B'Layla Hazeh. You may not eat the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet by day. So you can only begin eating it at night. chagiga sheyachol ha'ochla v'yom akravasa. But a carbon chagiga that you bring on Friday the 13th, doesn't sound good, huh? Friday the 13th of Nisan. Right. Then what? Pshita d'yom ha'kravasa min ha'minyin. Of course it counts towards the minyan of 2 days and one night. So of course you can't eat this carbon chagiga Motzi Shabbos. It's pointless to bring it. It's all for Allah Sova. That's the kasha which the Rosh has against these two Rishonim. These two Rishonim were not stupid. They knew how to understand. So what do they think? So in my opinion, they think as follows. The Rosh is assuming if you bring a carbon, the chagiga, and the 13th of Nisan by day, you may eat it that day. Why not? The carbon shlom, it could be eaten by day. And Nia's diet, but a carb that you bring on Friday the 13th, doesn't sound good, huh? Friday the 13th of Nisan. Right. Then what? Pshita d'yom hakravasa min ha'minyin. Of course it counts towards the minyan of 2 days and one night. So of course you can't eat this carb chagiga Motzi Shabbos. It's pointless to bring it. It's all pointed ala sova. That's the kasha which the Rosh has against these two Rishonim. These two Rishonim were not stupid. They knew how to understand. So what do they think? So in my opinion, they think as follows. The Rosh is assuming if you bring a carbon, the chagiga, and the 13th of Nisan by day, you may eat it that day. Why not? The carbon shlom, it could be eaten by day. And Nia's dieting with these Rishonim would say is not that way. That if you bring a carbon, the chagiga, and the chagiga is labeled as officially chagiga as your dalit, you're not permitted to begin eating it until that night. Now, davening, night, day, night. Now, davening, according to Mitzvah, it's a reality. In Pesach, davening, it's a balalai says my mind. In Chagiga, it's a reality. It's an incredible reality. Just ask a quiz show. Ask a friend of yours. You know, any carbon you can eat for a night, a day, and another night. We'll say you're out of your mind. You say, the Rebbe Kurvil says so. Chagiga, this year, you bring it on Friday, you can eat it until Motzei Shabbos. Yeah. You mean Chagiga's Yontif?
No.
It's a Machlokas Hatanoim. Ben Tema, it's an old Ben Tema story. Ben Tema, in earlier, equates Chagiga with carb meeting requires sli, submission of iron. So I think we also limits the time to eat. But Chacham say not that way. You can eat it for the Yom V'Lala. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm right. For the Chelas of Shneyam, it's enough for the Mishnah. So Mishnah with Feresh is enough Sama Testament base. For the Chelas of Shneyam of V'Lala Echad. Ben Tema disagrees, I think. You can't eat chagiga before your dalit. Well, chagiga is your dalit. Regularly, you bring it on your dalit. You need it right away. You bring it on your gimel, you can eat it until tonight, which is your dalit. That's what I'm saying, Shah. It's a chalosh shem chagiga is your dalit. That's time to carve a shlom. official Chal Hashem Chagigas Yud Dalet cannot be eaten before Yud Dalet. Yes. Night, the next day, and then the following night. Normally, the day, the night, and the next day. Only if you bring on your gimbal. Right. That's what I'm suggesting, Pshat Rebbe Kavila. It's a long shot, but I think that's the only way to say Pshat. Rebbe Kavila doesn't make mistakes. It's Shai, he can't make mistakes. He can't make mistakes. He must have had a cheshman. The Chorah must be his cheshman. I don't know any other cheshman for him. How did this translate? So the mice that we don't follow this sheet. We follow the sheet that you do put out an egg, either because of Rebbe Kavila, or more likely, like the also said, that we don't want to make chilukim or look like too much of a chiv. But it does have an impact on our minig according to certain opinions. I have to take a look at the Shara Tzion of the Mishnah Berurah, who has a very interesting gears to change. And it's found in many agadot in parentheses. We say in our Shara Galanu, V'nochal shal min hazvachim min hapsachim. Min hazvachim min hapsachim. Why? Because first you eat what? The carbon of Chagigas is Zevach. And it's a Pesach ala Sova. So we quote on the Shara Tzion, I am the Taz, Shevi Mishem Mariv, Marivile, the Kshachal Pesach B'Motzei Shabbos, Tzorach Loma, V'Osa Zayla, Min HaPsochim V'Min HaZvochim. Why? Shara Ein Chagiga Necheles B'Layla Zeh, Tien Chagiga Kareva B'Shabbos, V'Azvochim Ein Chagiga V'Shalmei Simcha, Shem Akriv, and L'Mocha B'Yom Zeh. I and Shuvas Knesses Yecheskel, so Chelik Arachayim. Masha Pirishon, She'ein Medaktikim Bekach. Why? Sherei Onu Mevakshim Shiyagi Einu Hashem Lemo Adem Aborim Lesosim Vavodoso. V'Shem Nocha L'Shona Habok Shlo Yeh Petzim Lossi Shabbat Mezvachim Vendayinu Chagiga. V'Hakach Ben Apsochim. Ask me a kasha. Ask me a kasha. No. Well, I said, that's a terrace. Ask me a kasha first. No, ask me a kasha. If this day is right, then we don't change it this year. Should have changed it last year. We had a calendar. We should have changed it last year. And said, last year we should have said, when we saw it, look, Mashiach's not here yet. Right? It's over. So we should have said, next year, we have a calendar. We don't have the Masi Shabbos. The answer is Avraham what? Even if there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, a Mashiach will come, the Katch and Alpi, a Ria, and then anything can happen. Of course, the answer. I saw they said earlier that it's no terrace. Black by Akash. Black by Akash. The year before Sunday Pesach, we should say, Menazvach, Menazvach, Menazvach. I thought that's the answer. Because it could be Alpi, a Ria, anything can happen. Okay, on both sides. This is just sort of Horus from. We should have spoken about it yesterday. Now we start the Ika Sugya. Sugya of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana and the Sugya of Moro and it's come to Matzah. How we fulfill these mitzvahs in special circumstances. Let's go over the Gemara again because a few people weren't here yesterday and those who were, pays the review. This is a very important piece of Gemara. Amir Rish Lakish. Kuf Yudal Amir Rish.
We have the same order? So you just switch the order of the order
first to the next part, right? Zol Someres, Mitzvah Strichas Kavona. How do you see? Says Rashi. V'shem Hachi Boi Trei Tibule, Shem Alon Eskavon, Shem Morar, Hol Birech Boi Peradam, Kshay Rokas Diyalam. Now, that word Shema is a little bit bothersome. Why? What a toast point that we saw yesterday. What does Dilma mean? Vada. Right? Well, let's read a little bit further. Again. So Meres, Mr. Strichas Kavana, Kevad lo bidin chiyu with the morrow the yachale, with bar prah, damu the yachale, with Dilma lo ichab in the morrow. Hidach bar the medal at bullet the shemorrow. Good? Good, very good. So Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. What's the Zoso merits? So Rashi says the fact that you need two tibulim.
Fine. Says Tosfos. Zos omeres b'shichus kavana reish lo b'shtava d'mastis in stomach otani. Umari afili yochol imtso shay yorokos. Plenty of other vegetables around us. There's parsley, there's celery, all kinds of things are there. Ain't on the troch ha-shay yorokos. Huh? No need. Avalos ha-shnei tibulim b'morah. Why not? V'ayinu shen imitzvus b'shichus kavana. The cave and the low be eden v'chule. As the Gemara says. Otherwise, what is that of Ruchay also? But the comma babar pradama ochale, haina kuloma shena ochal shemachilas mor, el ochal lots of bar pradama. The sagadachlo boy kavonim, kale yasachovas mor of the tibu rishin, afa gabdachlo shemata, shemata on your flu, lohabi ikuva, samaitroch treki tibu the bimor aze, bimor havalele adure ashayrokos, vishibe kera betibu rishin, vahamata betibu shen yachal mor. Agamara dachi, to the all the men's wills kavana. Umahadrino na shayaki, mishimakera, ukidelechal mor achar matza. Umastis and kamash malon, hecha the lega shayaki. I feel it mamor, be in and treti bulig, the lechal mor alke mitzvaso, mishimakera. Larmina shlayachal mor out of the self, lanecha shlakera. So what are the answer to? What's the shak and tie of the Gemara? The Gemara originally thought that our mission is the chatchila. The Chatchila you take Mora twice. Chatchila you take Mora twice. Aren't you afraid of the possibility you're going to have Chavana the first time, it'll be also the first time, you may have a Bracha Levatala problem on your hands. Says the Gemara, no, it's only B'di'evet. The Chatchila you in fact may not take Mora. Why? If it's the same Tzrichus Chavana. That's the Gemara's Dechiyah, that's reputation. Okay? Fine. One could have said, not like us. L'chor, one could have said pshat that Dilma is literal. So Rashi is much that way. Because Rashi says, Shema lo niskav al Hashem Mor. Shema. Now, this would take care of two problems. One, we could take the word Dilma literally, as opposed to the Tosa that feels compelled to take the word Dilma and do what? Say, that's what mean Dilma. It definitely don't come up. And number two, is it also explain why the bracha is not mentioned. Tosis is bothered. Why did Father mention the bracha at the end? They gave an answer. Well, there's also Rav Chizda Shita, which we'll get to a little later. But we can answer different. No. The guy makes no bracha. There'll be no bracha present, no bracha al chilas mar at all. It's a circumstance. If you... Oh. Again. Let's read it inside again. Zosa Meres, Mrs. Shrichas Kavana, came with Lobin and Chiyuva, the Mar Hudi Achale, the Boy Pradama Hudi Achale, the Dilma Lavachav and the Mar, Dilma, Shema, maybe. He'll go to Bar the Mer, the Atabul, the Shem Mar. Without a bracha, Safek Brachas Lahakel. Take the Dilma literally. Maybe yes, maybe no, since we don't know. So Safek Brachas Lahakel. I think that's a good shot. Think? No. No. Well, I don't know if we should have or shouldn't have. We just didn't. But maybe we should say Dilma literally. We don't know what it, we can't get it, figure out what everybody's thinking. So we'll say, look, Suffolk broke us law. Then we don't make a smart for this guy. That's it. I'm just trying to get a positive shot. That would take the Dilma as a literal way. And you want to say what Tosa suggests, that the ghost going to Rav Chizda, we'll come to that a little bit later. That's a very significant statement Tosa made. Ramban would never accept it. We'll see soon. So, I'm just making a horror. I don't know what caused what, but just it tells us consistent. But I, you know, I don't know which caused what. I can't say that. I don't know. Okay, fine. That's the beginning of the sugya. Okay. The Gemara says no. Mi mai utad dil maliola mitzvus ein tzrichas kavanah. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, I mentioned the Chazon Ish. I asked him to see because he has a very beautiful aoras on this sugya. A number of very, very, very nice little aoras on the sugya. Let's start again at the very, very beginning. Zos ameres v'se srichas kavon. Kev et lo bin al chiyuva demar hu diachale. V'bar pradam hu diachale. V'dilma lo ichav en lamar yagabar lemeder dat vulta d'shem mara. Again, the east of the mitzvah lo boy kavana, lava of treti buli, vatavale chadazimna. He already did it once. Chazon Ish asks, wait a minute. What do you have kavana hafochis? What does kavana hafochis mean? Reverse kavana. Kavana shelo lotzeh. The guy can have kavana shelo lotzeh. That zechor should work for sure. So the Chazon Ish makes an aura. What happened to kavana shelo lotzeh? How can the Maamar discuss over here the possibility of kavana shelo lotzeh, which, although somewhat controversial, according to many Rishonim, is in fact effective. So perhaps the fact that the Maamar mentioned it here should prove that it's not effective. It's ineffective. Says the Chazon Ish, Ein lo chiyach mikan. To the mandala mitzvah ain't shirus kavana, afim choshev b'feirish shalola tzeis yotza, as some would have it. No, the eshlama de be'emes and kivin b'feirish shalola tzeis lo yotza. That is the summerish lokish. To lo hoyalem lechachomim lesakeim lechol mora b'shemekera, kevin shumasu lekol, v'lo izdaru v'lechavin shalola tzeis. And the way the Chazon Ish learned pshat, the way Tosfos learned pshat, he zicha didn't have any kavana. He certainly had no kavana. So we understand. But if Mitzvah ain't shirchas kavana, you have to require a kavana, a fachis. You can rely on every balabas that kavana shalolach, that's too hard. Like that, for example, we discussed it. By the new Abaminim. So what did Vilna Gaon say? No problem. Pick up the Rebbe Minim, have kavana shalolotis until you make the bracha. How should I put it? An elitist pshat. An elitist minim that the Vilna Gaon recommended. The average plain balabos, what? It's hard to have kavana lotis when he needs it. He's going to have kavana shalolotis. God, not an amcha pshat. It's not a pshat for the hamona. See here too, the Chazon Ish says. In a chami would work, but it's not a pshat for the hamona. Okay? Fine, good. Vibe. Oh. Says the Gemara like this. Come on, vibe. Says the Gemara. Mimai. La'ola mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. What does that mean? It was the Iker Mitzvah, the Iker Tibul is when? The Iker Mitzvah was Mekuyim when? When? The first one. The first one. This is Saint Shechus Kavana. So why do you require a Pashtus? Why do you require a second Tibul? Why? Because if a Kera Litinokos. Nu, ask me a kasha. Right, exactly. What did Rashbam say? One second. It could have been a dove, but it's no good. No kasha. I've been a double. One second. Litinokos is what? Come on, it's what? Help me. The tray tibule, the tray with the havoh, the whole story. It's good. But according to Rashbam, what exactly is the heck of Litinokos? What is it? The fact that he weighed Yerokos when? Before the meal, that's not the whole heck according to the Rashbam. So good, you did it. Dayenu. You have the fact that you ate the morrow before the meal should serve two functions, kill two birds with one stone. A, it's mitzvahs mor, and B, it's also why the heck let's eat apples? You don't eat so early. How's it, Mr. Kasha? The Rashban answered it. Where? Yeah, no. Wow, the Rashban asked the Kasha. I didn't even notice that. The Rashban asked the Kasha himself. He's bothered about the problem. And what does he answer? Nope. Hekera tuva. Extra hekera. Nope. The Chazanish asked the Kasha himself. And he doesn't even point out that the Rashban, you're right. I think Noam is right. The Rashban is bothered by the Kasha himself. Gives a shver teretz. What's Rashban's teretz? You're right. We make a hekera tuva. Extra hekera. No, no. The Chazanish has a fancier answer. Fancier answer. It's hata at Rashban to Rashban. But he gives a fancy answer anyway. I think Noam was right. I think Rashban is bothered with that. I think you're right. Rashi already said it, no? That's what Rashi probably meant also. Because Rashi also held that the heck was the vegetables before the meal. Wow. I didn't pay attention to you. No, it's right. Two winners in one day. Wow. What? Yeah. So the Chazanish gave his own terrors. Chazanish is like this. No, a noob shot. And he's bedaigan the lashon of Tosfos. Look at Tosfos' lashon over here. The one we read, Zos Meres, towards the end. Vagmara dochi. You with me? The Gemara's dochen are the riot. The olam ein tzrichas kavona. Umahadvina nashar yarki. Why? Mishimekeira. Ukedelecho moror achara matzah. Now, Rabosai, why do you always have the moror before the matzah? Solve all the world's problems all the time that way. The answer is Rabosai, shtein posuk al matzah sum roram yochlu. Well, matzah al moram yochlu. Either way, matzah comes first. It's matzah comes first. It's necessary to have an additional tibul before you wash. You have two tibul. Therefore, by definition, you have two tibul. Says Tosfos, umastis kamash malon, hecha the leka shayarki, da fila b'mora v'inan trei tibuli. Why? Kidei lechol mora kimitzvoso umishum hekeira. What does that mean? Kidei lechol mora kimitzvoso umishum hekeira. What do the words mean?
Lechol kimitzvoso is after matzah.
Exactly. Says Chazanish that the pshat is as follows. The all of the heker refers, in fact, to the first tibble. Not like Rashi and Rashbam said, heker tuba, you have an extra tibble. The Gemara is Akasha. What did the Gemara say? Patience. The Gemara is Akasha. Komash, Abachazeres, Lechudol, Avoy, Tre Tibuli. Komash, Malon, Afilu, Chazeres, Beinan, Tre Tibuli. Ki hechi, Levit, Beikeru, Tinokos. Not the second tibul, where Rashi and Rashbam seem to have entered a keru tuba. No, the heker was the first tibul. I have to take the first tibul. So why bother with the second tibul b'chlal? Say you just kill two birds with one stone. What's the answer on both sides? You have to have the moror after the matzah. What kind of moror is this? You already heard the moror. Doesn't matter. A ma'isa achil of moror must take place after you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. A matzah rom yochlu. Even the moror doesn't really serve much of a function. You already were yotzei the moror the first time. Afal pikein is an Indian of eating moror after matzah. That's Kodesh Tosfos. That's Kodesh Gemara. Ki heichi the levi akeret kitinokos. Who? Being a treti bule. So check on this. What does that mean? Since the din, you have to have moror after matzah. And since the din, you have to have hekel kitinokos. By definition, you have to have what? No. 1 plus 1 is 2, you have to have trade tibuli. Does it mean the second tibuli is the heker letinokos? It's the first one.
Didn't you say the Rashi and Rashbam was saying the heker than the first one?
Right.
I was saying
the heker. No, so Rashi and Rashbam themselves were bothered by the kasha. So no point that they gave it, tuva, extra heker. Shver avart. Chazal is trying to say a better pshat than Rashbam himself said. Yes, amen. Really? No, look carefully. Yeah? Where?
Well,
What? He meant the same thing? That's what he meant? Could be. I didn't see it in the words, but maybe. Maybe. No, could be. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we'll go to the bottom of the page. We went already read through the middle of the page. We'll come back to certain horrors about Lechatzoin, and we'll come back to all those things. Right. End of the page. Pshita. Here we start again. This is what we have to concentrate now. Pshita. We went through this very quickly at the end of the Shia. Pshita. The last seven lines. Hecha de'ika shaya rokas. Hecha de'ika shaya rokas. Mevarech ha'shaya rokas bar pre'adama v'ha'ochel v'ha'adam v'ha'achil z'mar v'yochel. That's Pshita. What means Pshita? Better to do it this way. Better, everyone seems to agree. Well, we'll see soon. Pshita. What happens if not? Hechad lekalachas amai, Amar Avuna, left two lines. The Varech may Kara Amor, Bar Pradama Vyachal. Chas Chazer, no. Well, the Vesol, the Varech alachilas Mar Vyachal. Simple Pshat. The first of the year is carpas to make a dhamma, the second of the year is more, you make a lachila smar, posha.
What's the difference, like, some say the
place
only has like 5 holes and 6 holes?
What's the difference and what's more? Master Zorav Chizda, the achar shemile kreso emenu, chozer mavorech. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the Rishonim all seem to say that it means even though, Rabosai, even though that you hate Moror doesn't matter too much because mitzvah is shrichas kavana and you really didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Moror. Afal pikein, it's not nice to start making a bracha of alachilas Moror. You've stuffed your face, to use an American expression. You've mile crazy, you've filled up your stomach with Moror already. So it's not a nice thing to do.
When did you fill up your stomach with Moror?
The karpas.
Filled up your stomach?
Yeah.
Well, I guess in those days they ate more.
Says the Gemara writer.
We just had a whole kizaisa matzah, maybe then you're full.
Elam Rav Chizda, Mekara Mavarech Alea Boi Priyat Dama Ve'al Achil Asmara Ve'ochil Ulevesov Ochil Achil Aschasa Below Brocha Vesuri Abdek Rav Huna Rav Shezit Ben Rav Chizda Rav Chizda Ve'ilchus Akavastu Rav Chizda Rav Acha Berei De Rav Mehadir Asha Yerogos Lafuke Navshe Mi Plukta. We won't get involved in any machlokes.
What's the... It's only if you have only Mara,
What does Mara mean in the last two lines when it says that this Amora Rav Acha Berei De Rava, he made sure to get Shai Rava to avoid a Plukta. What Plukta? Doesn't everybody agree he's supposed to have your Rava Sakhathila? Rav Chizda certainly seems to agree. We just saw before.
He said, so maybe if he only had more, he said
that's a kash. That's a big kash. The Chazon Ish has a kash. He says
maybe he could himself out more. He really
maybe. You see, Rabbi Osai is an interesting question. According to the according to the Tosfos over here, on Kuf Tezvav Amar Aleph, which we haven't seen. Did we see that yesterday? I don't believe so.
We
did start? We did start. Okay, let's see that. Now let's review it. Maske flor Rav Chista liachash emilik reisa v'chuli. Rav Chista nami nere de savak v'shlogish de boy kavana. Afal pi kein savak. De ein nochon levorech b'tibul sheni. Kevan shekvar mile kreiso. Not right. Disa v'etzvilas kavana. Habla le meme behedit. Enough of b'tibul rishin v'vorech b'tibul sheni. Every b'chaz alavatala. B'rach alavatala. Why are you pussyfooting? Get right to the heart of the issue. No need. You have to look for the vegetable. Period. No problem. No need to look for the vegetables. Why? Because you can make everything on the first kazayas. That's all. Now, Fred Chazanish, what does it say? Pshita hecha dika shayi rochas beforach hashayi rochas bar preadama v'yachwim pshita. So he has the kasha v'im pshita. Av al gadol l'kamon pasuk ha-toysus v'patak av-chizda and toysuk hold according to av-chizda ein tzorech l'aduri hashayi yarka. What do you mean pshita? It's not at all pasuk.
That's what I have in my house. I don't know that.
That's the Chazanish's kasha. Why is the Gemara say pshita? No. Talking of chista, you can ignore, pass up the parsley, pass up the celery, and just go and eat twice more. The chatchila. What's so pshita? That's the Gemara. That's the Chazanish's kasha. It's a good kasha. There's many good kashas over here. Well, he says, oh, that's what he answers. Go terrorists. The kovakom lechatchila boy lafukin apshim yiplukta kadamar lekamon aracha b'derei derava. In other words, pshita, not pshita that according to Rav Chisda would agree with this pshita. Pshita lahalacha lemaisa. Pshita lemaisa that even though we pass the Rav Chisda according to Rav Chisda lechatchila, you can use Mora twice for Karpas and for Mora, but it's obvious that why take a chance and follow this opinion of Rav Chisda if we have an opportunity to be yotze with celery and with parsley. That's why pshita. Not according to Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda was not true, Chazanish, based on our Tosfos. It's not even true. Even not poshut. Not even true. Don't even have achashar yarki. According to the halacha of Haskalah, you have to. But why take a chance in the machlokas, which is right over here? Why take a chance? That's how the Chazanish learns pshat. And he points out a steer. Postnav Kufchov says, even if one of Chis, it's Tzorach la'adur l'chadchila Asher Yarku. He likes that better. V'nicha Tvei. He likes that pshat better. Even if Chis, it's Tzorach la'adur l'chadchila Asher Yarku, k'day shivarach al'achila smoro v'tibul sheni. It's better that way. Shouldn't have this long hefstik, which tells us sanctions. It's an amazing, incredible hefstik of an hour. Better to avoid that. That's Tosfos in Kuf Chof, he says pshat. So if that's the case, that Tosfos in Kuf Chof, even called the Rav Chis, the Tzorach Hadur, then we go back to Pshita, very good. Pshita, Hechadika, Shayag, Yerokas, etc., etc. Because no matter which way you cut it, Rav Huna, Rav Chis, no matter which way you say, you have to try to go look for Shayarki for this reason. Yes?
To answer Bill's question, maybe we are doing Lachuki National Report by being less than a desire in order to get rid of the Christian's question. And this question was, Lachashamili Kresim, I had so today, in 1994, we have less than a desire, so we don't have a male Kresim, therefore we follow the Shita.
Nope. Could be. Okay. This is what Tosfos says. Then he comes up with this Chiddush Pella, which we saw yesterday, at the very end of the Shir. He says like this. Afagav the Iker mitzvahs moral on nafik ala betibul sheni achar matzah. Still, mo'ela sabrocha shabirich betibul rishon betibul sheni me'achar sha'ochal mimenu ma'at betibul rishon. Wait a minute, Rabbi Yisai. This is an absolute bluff in Tosfos. For the agency of Rishon was not Petoras Moros, Petoras what? Karpat, how does that help? Quote the president. Midi dahave avirchat shofar the bevorachat kiyas to yeshiva uvo elas brochal et kiyas sheba midah shem ikar v'nasa seder abrochis. Whee! That's what he says. So the Chazish again jumps. What in heaven's name is Tosfos talking about? By tkiyas, he says, you could say there's a mitzvah derabbanan called tkiyas to miyushin. When it comes to what? To art, to the Seder night, ein betibul rishon shem mitzvah b'mora, afinu b'derabbanan. Ela she'ochel mora, mei she'ein lo sha'yarki, lo sha'yach lebruchil eklal. Unbelievable. He doesn't like Tosfos at all. No comparison to shofar. Then at the end he said that, by the way, you should know that even in shofar it's not so posh. Because Tosfos in the Masechta Rosh Hashanah seems to say that the Ika shofar is be yeshiva, not by Mida, not in Shmon Esri. Why? Because Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of a long Tosfos, they say that in the Chazoras Hashatz, it's enough to have Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat. That's it, once. It's not so eager, so not worried about Hefsekis, Hefsekis. So Tosin on Rosh Hashanah and Gimel implies that the eager is be yeshiva, that's number one. And if you say the eager is by Amida, but Chazal institute yeshiva, why? Who knows why? The famous Gemara. Lama token marrying Shem Yoshvin, but token marrying Shem Omdin, Kidei, what? La'arbe v'sasata, whatever that means. But the Chazal institute a special din of Tekiyah to Yoshvin and Mu'umah. So you make a bracha on that.
What's something we tried to trick, I think. What's something we tried to trick? Well, let's say that.
I don't hear a word you're saying.
But here, why is it different? I'm sorry, I asked the question.
The two points. Number one is that Tosfos' idea when it comes to shofar is controversial. Tosfos himself, Rosh Hashanah, seems to say differently. The ego is being sheep. Then it proves nothing. Number two. Im tim tzaloma. The ego is ba'amidah. Which is an hour later. Okay? Afal pi kein, we understand readily why you can make a bracha on the tkiyas to miyushiv. You know why? Chazal mandates tkiyas to miyushiv. Whatever reason, satan, shmatan, whatever, but they mandate it. Whereas when it comes to what? Nu? When it comes to the morav for karpas, they don't mandate that. They say, pakeh, use karpas, use celery, use parsley. The guy had none in the vegetable store. That's a mitzvah already. Get a Swallow the morrow. You're not Yotze.
But for Yotze Karpas.
You're Yotze Karpas. Wow, that is really sharp. Wow, wait.
Don't chew. Your mother's going to kill you.
Don't chew your food.
Yeah, so you just have to be able to say the way we are the world, which you say, because there is sorry, it was not only
Christmas. That's a very interesting question. It's hard to do. I mean, it couldn't.
Obviously, it happens if you can figure out how
that. It happened once, but it's not. Maybe it's again elitism. Go figure out. You can't recommend to the Amcha to do such a fancy. Magic trick of being.
It's not
the
people who are so inclined
that
only to have more in their.
They're poor, they can't afford parsley or something, they only afford lettuce. That's you would have thought that, to have a meaning. But the Rashbam told both say, you might have thought to give karpas to Mashalondo. Both Rashi and Tosfos said it's on his ace. You just got to see me. Rabbosai. Oh. So I thought the answer is as follows to the Chazon Hashkash. It goes as follows. Good. We learned Bagadav Zayin, whoever has a good memory. Bagadav Zayin was the Yisod. The Yisod was, you don't make a bracha on a Kiyama Mitzvah. Make a bracha on what? You all forgot the Russian? We call it a Maisa Mitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah is called a Maisa Mitzvah. We spoke about it at great length. That's the Rabbi all Yisod about it. They got the Maisa Mitzvah, not the Kiyama Mitzvah. You can end up with a Maisa with no Kiyama, a Kiyama with no Maisa. And the bracha depends upon the Maisa Mitzvah. Oh. Only problem is that over here we don't have Kavana, it's not even a Maisa Mitzvah. That's the problem. If I could say that a mitzvah v'li kavana k'guf v'li neshama, but if it's a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's no kima mitzvah, I'll be home free. I just say, good. So he had a ma'aseh mitzvah, no kima mitzvah. He ate the moed v'li kavana. We'll label that as a ma'aseh v'li kiyum. And a ma'aseh v'li kiyum warrants a mitzvah, warrants a bracha. The klam of brachas and mitzvahs. That's what I would have said. The guy has, I wouldn't have translated like that. The guy had matzah, he had morer, he had no kavana to be yose, we passed him with shichas kavana, and as a result of that, we say, it's a maisa mitzvah with no kira mitzvah, and therefore a bracha can be made over that maisa alone. For bala, be a kira later on, fine, they would have said. But I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true. In my opinion, it's not me, it's really Rabbi Chanan said already, called the Shurim, the Kelly Base. In my opinion, also, I agree to Rabbi Chanan. If you hold a mitzvah striches kavana, and you do a mitzvah without kavana, it is zip, zero. It's not even a ma'aseh mitzvah, less than a ma'aseh mitzvah. How do I know? Who knows the nafkaminas? Who knows the sugis? No, no one knows it. I can't blame you. Nafkamina for baltosif. If you're a baltosif, you do an extra mitzvah, you get baltosif. So the Gemara seems to say in Erevin that if you have two sets of tefillin, and your mitzvah ain't, if your mitzvah is trichas kavana, you have kavana not to be, and you don't have kavana to be yotze. So you can bring the tefillin on Shabbos or whatever it is, during the week, in case maybe. There's no Baal Tosef, because there's no Baal Tosef. Why? It's not even labeled as a Maisa mitzvah. Baal Tosef is always a Maisa without a Kiyum. Hayoshin Mishmini Mishmuka Yilka. A guy eats in the Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael Shmini Atzeres. Of course no Kiyum. The whole idea of Baal Tosef is to do a Maisa mitzvah in the wrong time or the wrong way or something of this nature. So over here, the Gemara is in this text saying, if you don't have Kavana to be Yotz, your mitzvah is Shichas Kavana, it's not even a Maisa mitzvah. Derech Agav, Rabbi Chanan says, as opposed to the man, the Amah who holds mitzvahs, ain't Shrikas Kavon. Then the Gemara says in Masech to the Erevin, you're finished, you can't take a two-phase of tefillin. Frek Meshagas Aryeh, a famous Torah. One of my cousins said it first by Mitzvah Rosh many years ago. Frek Meshagas Aryeh, and wait a minute, we're just going to have a concept called Kavon HaShalolot, Kavon HaFokis. Let the guy have Kavon HaShalolot, Yeah.